This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Jurisdiction Subgroup meeting number 16, January 10th, 2017. We'll begin with the agenda. Welcome and ask if there are any updates to statements of interest. Seeing none being offered, I'll ask if there's anybody who is on audio only. It seems that we have nobody who is on audio only, so we will take the Adobe Connect room as the roll call. Why don't we jump right into the first substantive item on the agenda in the proposed questionnaire, which I am hopeful that we can wrap up the discussion today so that we can report to the CCWG plenary tomorrow. So if I could ask staff to put up the options for question four document, recognizing that there are also a number of other options that are that have recently been discussed on the list, including David McCauley's option and some variations on that option. So what is important to do here is to see if we can arrive at a version of question four that receives consensus level of support as defined in our charter that would allow it to be part of the questionnaire. So if staff could also have David McCauley's version ready to put up as well, we will we may want to be looking at that one rather than these alternatives, but I'd like to open up the floor to discussion of any of the alternatives for question four so that we can see what we can arrive at with regard to this call. Ask that we try to all be creative and constructive. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, Louis, please go ahead.
Do you hear me, please?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes. Good afternoon or good morning. I don't know which text I have to look at. You sent something with red lines, two texts. Are we dealing with that or what we are dealing with, please? Thank you.
If you want, we can put up the document, the second document that I inserted. So staff, why don't we switch over to that? I'll see if I can grab some of the other formulations as well, but most of these came in as I was trying to get a few hours of sleep, so bear with me. Please go ahead.
Yes. If you allow me, Greg, I have told several times on this group and other groups that it is not important who is right and who is wrong. The important is to agree on something. the text that you put with the question mark, with the red lines or whatever line, whatever color you have. I think I have read that. It is not what we wanted, but if other people agree with this text, and if we could have a consensus of this text, I have no major problem except one, and that is the word or term mission has been deleted. This is very important to be restated, because jurisdiction is not merely accountability mechanism. So we should add our mission. So the mission that was deleted, we should bring it back. It is very important. This is the only important point that I have to mention in order that we have an agreement. I would like to add that we are just raising simple questions. We are not writing the United Nations Charter, nor the Constitution or Convention of any agreement, nor the ICANN bylaw. Just a simple question. The text that you put, in my view, addresses the issue with the proviso that could be a basis of a consensus. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Anybody else? I'm sure that there are others with opinions, but since this is a call, we need to do them primarily by oral intervention. David McCauley.
Thanks, Greg. David McCauley for the transcript. And with respect to the suggestion that I made, I simply want to state that the reformulation that you did is something I could support on a contingent basis. I continue to believe that the questionnaire is going to take us beyond scope. The scope, as I see it, is most concisely stated in the first reference made to it in the final report in paragraph 06, where it says that the jurisdiction group will address questions focused on jurisdiction of contracts and dispute settlements. And I know that there are questions about larger jurisdictions, as many have. I just think Workstream 2, this subgroup, is not the place for it. That's the argument I've made. So I continue to believe that. If a question is going to go out, then I would support the reformulation that you've done on question 4 that I suggested. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, David. I suppose you would also we'll also discuss some of the other variations on that, I expect. We'll look at whether any of those gain more support or lose support. So we'll see. Parmenter?
Thank you, Greg. Am I audible? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I would think that we should go with the options which have already been discussed in the call, and if you want to put this option along with Sean's modification as an alternative, that should be put, but it's not okay to leave all the options which we were working with on which alterations have been made. And they have been subject to some kind of discussions. Among the ones which you listed, which is the original plus seven alternatives, I'm ready to go with almost all except number seven, because I'm happy to have anything which does not constrain the responses about facts, and anything which allows the whole lot of facts to be given is okay with me. So I'm talking about your table with the original formulation plus seven alternatives. Other than the seventh alternative, I'm happy with all of them. As of David being another alternative, probably the eighth one, I would go with the changes which Sean made in it, but replacing instances, which is always only of actual physical occurrences which have happened and not facts, I would change instances with facts, because fact is, as I discussed in the email, also a law which may not have had an instance, but it's a fact. So if the Shank formulation, which I hope you can capture on the screen, with some grammatical changes, because it was probably drafted in a hurry, could be okay, but facts instead of instances. And I would like all the other seven alternatives to be still considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Parminder. Anybody else with comments, be appreciated. Steve DelBianco.
Thank you, Greg. Steve DelBianco with the Commercial Stakeholders Group. And I did not support the proposal for Q4 or any of the seven alternatives that were presented. But in the interest of compromise, I would support David McCauley's formulation or Greg's reformulation. And I do believe we ought to start with that and begin to move forward to see whether we can gain consensus. And if we cannot have a strong consensus similar to the 29-2 consensus we got on the first three questions, then I believe we should proceed to the CCWG plenary with our three consensus questions and inform them that we are continuing to work on a fourth or potentially other questions that have no consensus yet. So it's an effort to do the data gathering, the information gathering we wish to achieve, because I fear that we are continuing to let this get in our way. So all of this to bring some urgency to those who have been, sticking to one form or another. This would be a great opportunity for us to capture a compromise in time to get it in front of the plenary this week. So going through each and every one of the alternatives will consume this call without really getting us any closer to consensus. Let's try to seize the consensus that it seems to be presented with what David and Greg have reformulated. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. I'll turn to Jonathan Zuck.
Thanks, Greg. I guess I was going to say something pretty similar to Steve, which is that there seems to be some gathering consensus around this. I think I really appreciate the simplicity of this construction as well. It feels less like a tongue twister and written by committee the way that the other versions of the questions appear. And I guess I also disagree with Parminder inviting sort of a bunch of hypotheticals. 19 years feels like enough of a sample size to require instances of people in the past, so that we should have something we're fixing that's demonstrated that there's been problems.
Thank you, Jonathan. Caboose.
Greg, I don't believe that we can go and discuss seven or six or five alternatives. That would not be productive.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yes, I repeat, I don't believe that it is productive to go and study or discuss seven alternatives, irrespective of which one is right and which one is not right. You put a set text, I just added one simple word to reinsert mission, and Matthew put a proposal that this should be put to the view of the people whether there is any objection. I think not going to the alternative, there is no such a luxury to go to that. It is very, very difficult if you want to have any questions. So please, Stefan, but kindly consider the possibility to reinsert medicine in the text. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. To reiterate Caboose's suggestion, it is to put mission back in addition to the insertion. So the first question would read, for instance, are you aware of any material documented instances where ICANN has been able to unable to pursue its mission, the actual operation of its policies and its accountability mechanisms because of ICANN's jurisdiction? If so, please provide documentation including specific examples and references to specific laws. That is the proposed addition, and the second part of the question would track as well. I'll take comments on that. I see a comment in the chat, David McCauley, by adding mission and leaving other reformulated wording, we risk confusion again. On the other hand, David says, I could support Greg's reformulation, but prefer the original reference to mission. That is what matters. I will just note that in terms of our mandate, that looking at the actual operation of policies and accountability mechanisms is, you know, kind of tracks most closely with what our mandate is. On the other hand, I do appreciate that simpler is better, as Milton says. We could also say unable to pursue its mission, including the actual operation of its policies and accountability mechanisms, to make it clear that pursuing its policies and accountability mechanisms are part of the mission. So that's perhaps another alternative, and I'll try to see if I can get these on the screen, but there's only one of me. Jonathan's up.
Sorry, old hand.
Thank you, Jonathan. Caboose?
Yes, Greg. If David could convince me why mission would add confusion, why he is afraid of putting mission. Jurisdiction is not only accountability. Before having this accountability as we are working, we have this mission in the to the spoiler. So, and you have the resistance. So, but what I suggest is the following. Take the text that you propose, put the mission that I propose to be reinserted, but put it up in a square bracket and send it to the CCWDC plenary. We will discuss that. But at least you have your text that I hope you have a consensus, whatever you call the consensus, and then the mission reinsertion that I propose, but put in a square bracket, we will discuss it at the CCWD plenary. Either people agree with that or disagree with that. If disagree, they will delete it. If agree, they will be reinserted. So I don't want to go back again and put everything into the basket. You made a lot of effort, and we thank you very much, and thanks others. So let's take the text and take the Matthew proposal to put it into the full view of the people with the addition of mission in a square bracket and send it to the plenary as question 4 together with 2 other questions. That is the formal proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Parminder?
Yes. Greg, I raise strong objection to the fact that alternatives to David's proposals are not being put up. I thought that the earlier alternatives in the last call should be our starting point, but it seems that still David's text is the starting point, but in that case, the least I have been asking for is to come and my changes to it on the screen. But I am not able to understand why it is being insisted that David's formulation is what we should keep working with. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Parminder. I think it seems if anybody wants to put these in a Word document and email it to me, so that that would be appreciated. Otherwise, frankly, I'm not finding them in my email right now. So understand there's technical limitations. David McCauley.
Great, thanks. David McCauley again. I'll be very brief since it's my second time. I just wanted to respond to Caboose. My concern is that if you have mission plus the other wording, it could become confusing. And one of my concerns is confusion. I think that Milton recently stated it well. You know, we know what mission means now after Workstream 1. My strong preference is for mission. And that's why I made the comment I did. So I just wanted to respond to Caboose. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, David. John LaPreeze. Don't seem to have John in his hand is down. So we'll go to Gisland de Salin.
Yeho, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. There perhaps is one other open line, so please make sure to mute if you're not speaking. Please go ahead.
Sure. Well, I think it's better like that. Well, thank you. I'd like to thank David for the proposal. Actually, I have just one question. When you compare the David proposal with the other seven alternatives that were in your previous document, it's a little bit hard to compare them, you know, since they are on two different documents. But my question would be, what happens to the issue of alternative jurisdiction, which was one of the components of question four initially? And I don't see it at all in David's proposal. So I might support David's proposal, but maybe we can add another paragraph that would be 4B, or maybe even another question, if you will, to ask for to add the question that was in question 4 about what alternative jurisdiction might solve the problem that would be identified. So it would be my only question and suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisland. Can you just explain why you think that the second part of David's formulation or its alternatives does not cover alternative jurisdiction?
Oh, wait. Maybe I wasn't statement wasn't clear. No, there's no mention of alternative jurisdiction in David's proposal. But if you go back to question 4 initially, well, the initial question 4 was three paragraphs, and the last one was about possible alternative jurisdictions that would solve the problem that would be identified. I don't see any mention of that in David's proposal, so that's all.
The second part of David's proposal is, are you aware of and able to document the existence of an alternative jurisdiction where ICANN would not be so prevented from pursuing its mission? If so, please provide documentation.
All right. Well, maybe I got a bit confused with all the different alternatives. Sorry. All right. But it's okay then.
Thank you, Gisland. Milton?
Yes. So I think one of my first comments in this meeting was that we should separate question four from the other questions and move ahead without it because we were never going to reach consensus. And I'm happy to say that it looks like I'm progressively being proven wrong on that assertion this morning. My point here is that most of the wordsmithing we're hearing now is really pretty minor, very minor indeed. And for David, who has strongly opposed question four at all, to come up with a formulation of it that I think is extremely well-phrased and opens up the door to discussion of all the questions that the people who advocated question four said they wanted to discuss. For David to say that we could do this means that we are very close to consensus, and I would urge people not to trip over minor details, for example, instances versus facts, or other kinds of shades of meaning that are only probably meaningful in the mind of the person. I would also urge us to, for the sake of the people who have to answer this question, be as simple as possible. So because IGN is about pursuing its mission, and we have just gone through a major discussion of what that mission is and rewritten it, I think that's much clearer and also broader than any of these other formulations. When I read some of these other formulations, they're really a mouthful, and they are, I think, really just dragging us into the mire of, I think, everything that the advocates of question four say they want is now present in David's original formulation. And if that's acceptable to you, and it bloody well should be, then
thank you, Milton. Perhaps the last word or two got clipped there. Parmenter?
Thanks, Greg. Do I see somebody else in the queue before me? Okay, I'll go ahead. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello? Okay. Good answer. I don't know. The staff seems to be trying to locate Sean, and you have been saying that you cannot find Sean's and Parminder's formulations on the e-list, which have been there in 4 or 5 emails. I have cut-pasted it twice on the chat window. I've seen one person have said twice that please put it up, but I'm not sure why it's not been put up. Thank you. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Caboose?
Yes, Greg, I think we are turning around ourselves. So in the chat I mentioned that if the addition of mission causes so much problem that David explained, which I don't believe, but in the spirit of getting a consensus, put the version that you have provided into the views of colleagues, but at the same time, formally reply to Farzana's question. She raised a very important question. You need, as the chair of this group, reply to that. But now, two issues. One, put your text into the views of the people against and for, and then formally reply to Farzana's question, which is very, very important and crucial. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Parmenter, is that an old hand?
It's a new one, Greg. Can I go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, may I go ahead, Greg? Yes, Greg, I'm asking you a specific question. So please respond to the question that why you are not putting up that text. Thanks.
I'm trying. Gislain, could you close your line if you're not speaking? Thank you. I see what Vidushi has sent me here in the chat, and I'm trying to use that to add to the other alternatives here, but I think we will try to cut this down soon.
Greg, this is Brenda. I have the questions from Sean and Amander on the screen, if that's helpful.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's helpful. So as alternatives to what's been, let's see, Sean's suggestion adds or will be before unable to pursue, and Parminder's additions are in hold, so I'd like to see if there is support for either of these alternatives. Obviously, I expect Shunwell, as we're having some technical difficulties, would support his alternative and maybe other than and Parminder his. Let's see if there is other support, and we'll try to see if I can get these into a document along with the earlier proposals. Any comments on these two proposals? Caboose, please go ahead.
Greg, I have no opposition, and I don't want to discuss many alternatives, but the only way within this 20 minutes that you have is to put the initial proposal you make to get the temperature, then you put Sean's proposal to get temperature, and you get Parminder's proposal to get temperature, and then go ahead. Because if you try to go back and still you have some distinguished colleagues opposing or supporting, you don't get anywhere. So you just get the temperature of the 35 people that are attending. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Any other comments? Let us take some temperatures here. Jeff, when you say the three, that which three are you considering? David's language and these two. Okay. Field. There are those who support adding the word mission to these as well. So I guess David's original has mission in it, so let's see. Why don't we do a poll here, if we can? Trying to keep in mind David's original and these two. If you support David's original version, please put up a green check. Okay, let me count the checks. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 12 checks. Are there any, if there are any objections to this formulation, please put up a red X.
Can you repeat your question, please?
If you object to David's original formulation, please put up a red X. Keep your green checks up, please. We seem to have lost the check. Anyway, let's get checks and crosses up, please. If you object to David's formulation, a cross. If you... support, have a check. I'll have to learn how to set the Adobe view to sort and count the check. Maybe that's the attendee status view. Yes, there we go. I figured out. Okay. Please keep your checks and crosses up. Right now I have 12 checks and 3 crosses for option 1. Steve says we got to 13. Somebody may not be putting their check up, so say that's 13 to 3. Let's go to Sean's option. Please clear your checks and crosses. Okay. If you support Sean's formulation, please provide a check. If you object to Sean's formulation, please provide a red X. We have three checks, plus I'll count Sean in absentia, 4 checks for Sean's option. Thank you, staff, for preparing this. We have three agreeing with this option, plus Sean for four, and 11 objecting to this option. Last, let's clear checks and crosses. Those who support Parminder's option, please put up a green check. And if you do not support, put up a red X. We have two in support and 11 indicating that they do not support this option. It appears to me that only David's support, David's option, original option, got far more support than non-support. The others received much more non-support than support. Yes.
Excuse me. Please clear your checks and crosses. Excuse me, Greg. You misunderstood my proposal. I did not ask that David's proposal to be to the vote. I asked that your proposal to be to the vote, but not David's. I did not propose that. And Matthew did not propose that either. So while you go back to the David's proposal, Cesar Bianco and even David itself agree with your proposal. Why you do not put your proposal to the vote? Thank you.
Okay, well, we can put my proposal to a vote as well. That is the last one listed, although it is it's a little messed up because the its mission should be crossed out in the last one that says alternative, combining this with elements of prior alternatives. I'll take it. Please take down your. If you support this proposal, please put up a green check. And if you don't put up,
Greg, I have no idea. But I have no idea what we're voting on now. This is Milton.
This is the
I
last
have no idea what we're voting on.
This is the last alternative listed at the bottom of the page in the screen, which is also the alternative I suggested last night, but ignore the words its mission in the last one. Those should be crossed out. The one that says alternative,
okay,
combining this with elements of prior alternatives. If you support,
right,
put up a green. If you do not support, please put up a red X. Most people now seem to be abstaining on this one. And we have two in support and five that do not support. Six that do not support. So there doesn't seem to be support for this last. So I think that, again, the only option that has gotten strong support, now there's up to eight that do not support this this option. So we have, I think the only one that has emerged with more support than opposite than non-support is David's original proposition. So if we could clear our X's and checks. As been suggested, as a last question, is there, and now that we've everyone's cleared there, okay, we have a couple of hands, so let me take the hands before I ask the last question. Parminder, please go ahead. Hand is down. Caboose, is that a new
yes, I think you have done whatever you should have done. You have the result. It is a democratic way, and we have to abide on that. I request you to report to the plenary that you tried several alternatives, and the alternatives on which you have the more support or likely to your basis consensus in CCWG is the one that you have more in favor, and that's reported, and the business is finished. You have four questions, send it to the plenary, and when you present that, you discuss that with respect to question four. That was the issue. You tried everything that you have to try, and the result is that is the democratic way. That's all. And then the business is finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. It certainly does feel that we have arrived at an alternative that has gotten support to move ahead with after various alternatives were bounced against it and did not get sufficient support. I'm almost afraid to ask, but I will anyway. If there is anybody who feels that they cannot support sending this question out and would want to only proceed with questions 1 to 3, but I feel that we have arrived at a level of support for this and would hope that the various oppositions to earlier versions of the question can be understood as something that happens in the process of trying to build consensus. So I would say that we have broad support and or rough consensus for David's version. I see Milton Mathieu saying that as well, and so I think that unless anybody wants to assert that this is not a consensus choice of this call, we should go forward with a poll that includes David's original formulation in front of us. Caboose, is that a new hand?
Yes, it's a new hand. Greg, I don't think that you need to go back whether we have 3 questions or 4 questions. No, we have 4 questions with the alternative proposed by David initially. And that was, that has more support. So that is the conclusion of this meeting. We do not rediscuss any time at any forum that whether we have 3 or we have 4. We have concluded that we have 4, and that is the way that we proceed. So we cannot go back again. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. I agree that with what we've had, but in the theory to be liberal in what I receive in terms of information, I wanted to put that option out there, but nobody took the invitation to support that option, so I feel a little more comfortable that those who have earlier supported that option have joined the consensus around David's question. So that is why I've asked and feel that we have a result. Parminder?
Yeah. Greg, your question was whether anyone here thinks that this is not the consensus position. I would not go into judging the consensus because I do not know the rules of reading consensus here, but I just state my disagreement with the formulations as they are now.
thank you, Parmeter. I think the definition of consensus is in our charter, and it's where a I don't have the charter in front of me, but it's basically where a large number support and only a small number disagree. So if there is enough, as Avery says, consensus is not consensus when enough people object to calling it consensus. If there is anyone other than Parmenter who objects to calling the position around David's consensus, please put up a turtle. Anybody have a turtle to put up? If you don't want to call it consensus. Nigel, you seem to have beeping on your line. I see no turtle. Other than that Parmenter, I would say that there are no objections to calling this consensus. So I think we will go ahead. Seth, could you try to get rid of that? I think that's Nigel's line. Could we please go ahead?
Excuse me, Greg. Can I talk?
Yes, please try to go ahead.
Yes. Excuse me. I'm very sorry, and I apologize to Steve Del Bianco. Point of order. The question is raised is against any formulation of any discussion at any type of the meeting. You put question four, and you do not qualify what is sufficient consensus, what is insufficient consensus. You refer to the consensus, which is in charter. You put it in your document. You have looked at that one. Some people were not happy, among myself, but I don't want to raise it now. Your course of action was a consensus, more support for David McCauley's formulation. That's all. But you do not qualify that consensus, whether it is sufficient or insufficient consensus. There is not such a thing. I'm sorry, Steve, please kindly help us. Please kindly help us. You help us in the
meeting.
Please kindly help us. And don't go back to this again. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. I don't think Steve actually disagrees with what you're saying. He just was saying that if there were those who believed that there was no consensus around this, then we would have to move on without it. So I think other than Parmenter, no one else felt that there was not consensus around this. So I think that, again, brings us back to consensus on David's question, which leads to the conclusion that we should go forward to the plenary with these are supported. I see Avery's note in the chat, and I understand the sentiment. I think we do have consensus around this. Steve Del Bianco.
Thank you, Greg. You're right about what I was remarking in the chat, and I think Caboose may have misunderstood. I'm suggesting that if there are enough on this call to believe we lack a deemed consensus on Macaulay's formulation, it's clear that it's a strong majority, but if there are those who would wish to stop it by saying it isn't consensus, you are free to do so. But I believe that leaves us with just three questions, and the fourth one suspended in limbo somewhere for future consideration. So Caboose, I am suggesting that if you want to stop the strong majority here by saying it isn't consensus, then we don't have a fourth question at all at this point. So this is an opportunity
to
move forward.
I don't think Caboose can say that. Steve, I hate to cut you off, but we have 3 minutes, and I actually have a hard stop at nine. So I think we have consensus on the four questions to go out. If anybody believes that is not the case, I see Parmenter says there's no consensus on 1 to 3 either. I think we have consensus on all four, including this one. going together unless anyone wants to state an objection to that conclusion. That's you.
Thank you, Greg. I just want to say that I don't think it's necessary to reopen the debate over and over again. You've done a great job at actually putting us back into a compromise position that everyone can live with. I welcome and congratulate and thank everyone who really made a step towards compromise in the way to this meeting and during this meeting. It's a remarkable achievement. We can report to the plenary now. And congratulations, Greg, for all your efforts on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mathieu. I appreciate those remarks. So that I think we are good. As Farzana asked, we 1-4 will be sent to the plenary for approval tomorrow. That is the end result here. I know that Caboose had added a position that the footnoted after its definition of ICANN's jurisdiction should be changed. I would want to see whether Caboose wants to continue with that or whether we can send it as is, noting that we are talking about ICANN's jurisdiction. Caboose?
Yes, Greg. Two things. First, I would like to express my appreciation. I hope others also may join me for the efforts that you have made during this many sessions, 18 sessions, I think, to put this. Is not something that everybody agrees, but it's something that everybody could be equally unhappy. So that is that. So thank you very much for the job you have done. Second, in the light of the consensus that we have reached, I do not proceed with amendment to the asterisk. Leave it as it is and go with that. Four questions with the asterisk that initially you have drafted. But you owe me something and to the meeting. Farzana raised a question. And we need, as a chair of this group, to formally, although we don't have any record, reply to her question to be recorded in the transcript or in the note of this meeting. Please kindly either look at the question that she raised or ask her to raise her question again. It is very, very important. Thank you.
Greg, we're not hearing you if you're speaking.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. I don't know what the other question, what the question was that Caboose mentioned, to be honest, but I think the, I will restate the end result here, which is that we have consensus to go out with questions 1-4, with question 4 being the David McCauley reference, and with the footnoted asterisk as is, and appreciate Caboose's effort in that. Caboose, is that a hand? We are 2 minutes.
Yes, no problem with the formulation of our question. Farzana raised another issue related to this questioner, and if you don't have time to do it now, please reply to her questions in a mail or to the CCWG. It is a question associated but not directly has any impact on whatever conclusion you have. You have a conclusion, and that's all. But just look at her question and reply to that in one way to other. That is important. Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that on the list, but I think we've moved forward on this proposal. I thank everyone for their multi-stakeholder spirit in moving forward, and this call is now adjourned. Goodbye.